Hello and welcome to our service for August the 16th, 2020. My name is Max Cross. I'm the church leader, the rector in Bedhampton here in Hampshire and England. And this week we continue to look at God in the lockdown. And later on, Vanda is going to be reflecting on God in the lockdown and God being in control. But before we continue our service together, just some pieces of family news for you from this week. Just a reminder that we are going to start physically meeting in our church buildings from the 6th of September. We'll be holding two services, the 9 a.m. at St Nicholas's and the 11 a.m. at St Thomas's in Bidbury Lane. Do make sure that you check in with us, that let us know that you're coming. We hope that you won't have to do that for very long, but for the time being, we're asking that you do let us know you are coming. You can do that on the website, or you can do that by phoning the church office or emailing me indeed. So we look forward to that time when we can come together on the 6th of September as a church family here in Bedhampton in our church buildings. Of course, it won't be quite what we are used to. For example, we won't be able to sing for the time being, but we will be together. We'll also be asked and have been asked by the government to wear a face covering when we gather for worship. But we will be together. And for those, as I said before, for those of us who can't make our church buildings or are still isolating for health reasons or any other reasons, these online services will continue. All the information is on the website or in the news sheet. So do have a look at that. And if you don't get the news sheet and you want to, just let me know and I'll make sure that happens. There's actually been quite a lot of news this week. We've had, for example, our dear friend Olive Shearsby move away to be with her daughters. And she was visiting this week very briefly to check on the house and prepare some stuff. And as it happened, I met with Olive in St Thomas's and was able to share a home-style communion with her briefly. And actually, there were a couple more people around as well. So that was lovely to share that with Olive. I know Olive would love to hear from you. If you want to write to her, do let us know and we'll make sure you get that information if you need it. But it was great to share with you, Olive, this week. A lovely moment of sharing communion together. We have other news as well regarding our administrator, Alison. She unfortunately will not be returning to us after lockdown. I say unfortunately, but there is also good news in this. Alison, as her calling is in social care, and during the lockdown, she was offered a position, a senior position, to do with that. And so we are sad to see Alison go and want to thank you, Alison, for all that you've done for us. But also we are happy that you are being called by God back into that arena that is needed so much. So again, if you want to say your goodbyes to Alison, if you get in touch with me, I'll make sure you can get her contact details. Other exciting news includes the fact that I'm intending to run the Bible course on a Wednesday night starting in a couple of weeks. From your home, you'll be able to get online with us and join in the Bible course. The Bible course is getting amazing reviews online. It's a course for everyone who knows their Bible really well, and for those who don't know their Bible at all. It takes an overview of the story, of God's story in the Bible, and helps us understand more about this book that is so important to us. This collection of books, these scriptures here that are part, an intimate part of our faith. So if you're at all interested in that, starting in a couple of weeks, do let me know as soon as possible and I will put together those groups that can meet online and we will move forward together with Jesus, apprentices to Jesus, knowing our Bible as well. So that's Olive moving away. Alison, unfortunately, no longer being with us. The Bible course, opening up for physical worship. And of course, what I've forgotten is to remind you that until we meet on the 6th of September, you can still meet for private prayer in St Thomas's in Bidbury Lane on a Wednesday and a Sunday between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. So it's all there for you. We are here to encourage you in your walk, your discipleship with Jesus. If there's anything else that we can do to enable you to walk with Jesus, that is my goal. So do let me know and I'll be looking forward to hearing from you. But of course, now we are here, wherever you are, we are here to worship our God. to understand that even in the lockdown, he is with us. And so as we go ahead, as usual, there'll be words on the screen that you can use. And I'll be saying some words. We'll be hearing some songs. We'll be praying some prayers. And later on, we'll be hearing from Vanda. And so, my friends, grace, mercy and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And also with you. Let's take a moment just to still our hearts as we come to worship. Let's just maybe close our eyes even. Hold your hands out as though you're receiving a gift from the Holy Spirit, because that is just what you are doing. Let's take a moment to be quiet and prepare our hearts. And we say these words together to invite God's Spirit to be with us. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we come, let's ask Jesus to wipe clean the slate. We bring before him the areas of our lives where we have made mistakes, where we have what the Bible calls sinned. Sometimes that is through deliberately doing things that we know God would not have us do. Other times it's through not doing things. And other times it's in our heads and our minds. But we are forgiven because of what Jesus did on the cross. When we come and repent, that's when we turn away from those things. Jesus forgives us. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, the first commandment is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. You shall love the Lord your God with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbour as yourself. There's no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. And before we hand those sins over to our Lord, let's take a moment again just to be quiet and reflect on our lives and perhaps the last few weeks, since perhaps we have come before him to hand over our sins and our mistakes. And now, as we hand those over to God, it may help you to picture in your mind literally handing those over to him. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all, as we say these words together. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. And Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen in us all goodness, and keep us in life eternal, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we're now going to either sing or sit and listen to that wonderful hymn, Dear Lord and Master of Mankind. A number of us were chatting during the week, saying how much we love that. And it just felt the right hymn to sing just after we have made our confession. Wonderful hymn to sing after our confession together and before we actually now read from the Bible. Neville and Colin are going to read from 2 Timothy and from Revelation for us, and then after they finish reading, Vanda is going to look at what it means to let God be in control during the lockdown.
This reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 1 to 8. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. This is the word of the Lord.
The reading comes from Revelation chapter 22, verses 12 to 21. Look, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they've done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they might have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let the one who hears say, Come. Let the one who is thirsty come, and let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this scroll. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to that person the plague described in this scroll. And if anyone takes words away from this scroll of prophecy, God will take away from that person any share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this scroll. He who testifies to these things says, Yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen.
Greetings from Farlington. Lockdown. The word isn't in my Collins Dictionary, but I googled it, and it is a North American expression. The confining of prisoners to their cells, and a state of isolation or restricted access instituted as a security measure. Both scriptures that were read to us do have the word lockdown and its meanings in common. Paul's letter to Timothy was to be his last. He wrote this final one from his prison cell in Rome, where he was awaiting execution. Timothy was a much-loved disciple and had been a companion to Paul on his second and third missionary journeys. Paul had left Timothy in the church in Ephesus to minister there as a pastor, and Paul wrote this last letter giving Timothy encouragement and some very helpful advice. Advice that we as believers should also heed and act upon. Paul urges Timothy that because of the judgment that is coming, to stay focused and do the work God has called him to do. He warned Timothy about false teachers who didn't teach the gospel, the good news about Jesus' death and resurrection, but rather they said what people's itching ears wanted to hear. People would listen to them because they heard what justified their ungodly way of life. I wonder, do we read the whole Bible believing it to be the inspired word of God, or do we just pick and choose the bits that suit our way of thinking? Paul was in prison, in lockdown, for preaching the gospel. He tells Timothy earlier in this letter to remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they may too obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus. Paul knew his life was near to its end, and having encouraged and instructed Timothy, he says these wonderful words, showing the great man of faith that he was. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. And not only me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Do we long for the return of Jesus? How many of us will be able to say with confidence as we approach death what Paul has said here? What an amazing letter! What wonderful trust and faith in God when facing certain death and a beheading at that. The passage from Revelation was also written in lockdown. This was written by John, the writer of the fourth gospel and three other letters. The passage we heard read are the final words from the last book in the Bible, Revelation. John, the closest disciple to Jesus, had been exiled to the small island of Patmos, a very small Greek island in the Aegean Sea. He was sent there because of what he had been preaching, the gospel message. Emperor Domitian, who had ordered his exile, had probably thought to isolate John from his church and brothers and sisters in Christ. John was an old man by then, and possibly because of that, he wasn't seen as much of a threat to the empire anymore. Yes, he was physically cut off from his fellow believers, but John survived and withstood the separation because he had God with him. God in the lockdown. Patmos today is a thriving holiday island, but then it was a rocky, barren outpost of the Roman Empire. We don't know what hardship John endured during his time there, but his faith hadn't lessened. If anything, it was stronger because there he had to trust and depend entirely on God. The book of Revelation is a book of hope, and it shows a wonderful picture of who Jesus is. The world's Saviour, the Son of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And from our passage today, the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. John wasn't writing out of bitterness or anger or complaining to God about his situation. He, like Paul, was giving a message from God of encouragement and hope to the local churches who at that time were under intense persecution. And like all the Bible, which is the inspired word of God, as we read these two precious writings from two of the greatest saints, their words come to us today fresh and alive, and we, followers of Jesus in our various lockdown situations, can also be encouraged to persevere, to put our whole trust in the God who was and is always in control of all things. In these closing verses of Revelation, John, like Paul, doesn't miss the chance to give an opportunity to those of his readers, listeners, who aren't yet followers of Jesus, to respond and take that step of faith. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come," and let the one who hears say, "Come." Let the one who is thirsty come, and let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life. Here is a threefold beautiful invitation from God to all who hear these words to come to Jesus and be born again into a personal, spiritual relationship with him. We are reminded here of the story in John's Gospel of Jesus meeting the Samaritan woman who had come to get water from the well. Jesus told her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." If these words speak to your heart or have spoken to your heart, and you have never before accepted Jesus' invitation, then let me encourage you to do just that. You have nothing to lose and so much to gain. In this time of lockdown, I ask myself and you, have we been, are we being faithful to our God? Have we been good witnesses of our faith to our neighbours and family members who are not Christians? Some of whom will be watching to see how we cope in these challenging circumstances. We don't know when Jesus will return, but we are to be ready and live out our daily lives in the light of eternity. So, can we say with John, "Amen, come, Lord Jesus"?
Thank you for sharing that wisdom with us, Vanda. God in control during the lockdown. Perhaps that's one of the areas that you have struggled with, is letting God be in control. Not letting just anything happen, but understanding that amongst all the chaos, amongst all that goes on in our lives, ultimately God is in control. Maybe during that time that Vanda spoke, God was nudging you through His Holy Spirit. Well, I want to allow some time now to reflect upon that. I want to offer up to you and to God some scenarios, and if one of them touches your heart, can I encourage you to reach out to God, to allow Him to be in control? Maybe even say these words, "Amen, come, Lord Jesus." Let's take some time to allow the Spirit to minister to us now, wherever we are. And so, Holy Spirit, we come before you, allowing you to move in our hearts, allowing you to move in our minds. Have your way with us, we say. Is God perhaps nudging you right now to move forward on your walk with Him? Maybe now is the time to go all in. If that is you, why don't you say these words with me? "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." Maybe as Vanda suggested in her talk, God is calling you to become an apprentice of Jesus. Maybe you've never done that before. Maybe for you, this is the first time, or maybe even a recommitment of being that apprentice to Jesus. If that is you, why don't you say these words with me together? "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." And not something that I'd prepared for before this, but I'm just feeling maybe through God's Spirit right now that there is some healing to be had in the area of family relationships. Maybe you've got a broken relationship in your family. Maybe you have good reason to be angry. But is God now calling you to be the one who takes the walk back, who draws that family together again? Let's take a moment just to be quiet to see if that's you or anyone perhaps that you know. And if that is you, if you feel God's Spirit nudging you now, let's say these words together. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
Dear God of hope and love, you made the world and you care for all creation. At this time, the world can seem strange to us. So let us pray to our God, who is our refuge and our stronghold. We pray for all who are affected by the coronavirus through illness, isolation, or anxiety. May they find relief and recovery in you. We pray for those who are guiding our nation at this time and shaping national policies. May they be guided by you to make wise decisions. We pray for doctors, nurses, and medical researchers that through their skills and insights, many will be restored again to health. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for those living in countries where there is war, famine, hostility, and no means of escape. And we lift before you prisoners, refugees, and the homeless. We particularly remember the people of Beirut as they struggle to cope with their destroyed city. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our parish here in Bedhampton and for Max as he continues to maintain church life with virtual services, safe opening for prayer, and for the two weddings recently conducted at St. Thomas. As we say goodbye to Alison, our parish administrator, we give thanks for her work among us and wish her well in her career. We ask that you would bless our young people, charged with life and yet restrained during these times. For those awaiting exam results, help them to know that they are loved, whatever the outcome. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for the vulnerable and the fearful, for the gravely ill and the dying. May they know your comfort and your peace. We pray also for the people who are in need of your healing and mentioned in our weekly news sheet, and for the families of those who have recently died. And in a moment of stillness, we remember those dear to our own hearts. And finally, from Jeremiah we read, God deserves all of our love, for he has loved us from eternity. May we, by our love, earn the right to the tree of life and enter through the gates into the city. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus be with us all. Amen.
When we say the words Amen, we go to God with our prayers. We can know that whatever the outcome of those prayers, our God loves us. Whatever the outcome of those prayers, our God has the best for us. You may be going through tough times right now, but you can always go to God. You can always pray to Him, and He will be there with you, and He will show His love. This next song that I've chosen is called Yes and Amen, and it's a reflection that when we go to God, His desire, His heart is the best for us.
Darkness, you have filled me with peace. Giver of mercy, you're my help in time of need. Lord, I can't help but sing. You have broken every curse. Blessed Redeemer, you have set this captive free. Lord, I can't help but sing.
Yes and amen. And as we conclude our time here together, don't forget that you can pray to your God at any point. You can pray to God's Spirit wherever you are, wherever you need it. Of course, prayer is foundation for us as a church family as well. And that's why every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock, I meet online with people and we pray for God's kingdom to come here in Bedhampton. or wherever you live. You are more than welcome to join us for that. You can find out details about that on the news sheet or the website, as all of the other news that I share with you is. And don't forget, of course, this Bible course that I spoke about. One of the things that you asked me to do when I came 2 years ago was to bring more of this type of teaching, to bring more knowledge of the Bible course. And so that's there for you. Just pick it up and come and join us on that course online from wherever you are. So that's the Bible course and prayer. And all the other news that I spoke about earlier on, again, is on the website or on your news sheet. But let me pray as we finish our time together. Let me pray a blessing over you. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be in us and remain with us always. Amen. If anything at all has hit your heart this week, if God has spoken into your soul this week through what's been going on, for what that band has said earlier on, or anything during the service, or simply anything that God has spoken to you during the week, then do let me know. I'm happy to have a conversation with you. Do let us know. Let's share the glory of God together. But for now, go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.